This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. So is there something hidden in the Iran nuclear deal that the administration doesn't want us to know about? The House of Representatives may not be voting on the Iran nuclear agreement after a revolt by conservative Republicans who are accusing the administration of not revealing the full deal. And yesterday, Tea Party activists held a raucous Stop the Iran Deal rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol. It was just a bit more lively than the debate in the Senate over the same Iran deal. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, welcome.
Hi, John.
So it was loud outside and nice and quiet inside, but what's the substance of it as you try to parse all of it?
Oh, yes. We're going to illustrate all of this for you because there's an interesting and important dynamic going on inside and outside the Capitol that tells you a lot more about Republicans and the election right now than it may about the Iran deal itself. John, here's what's been going on. The resolution of disapproval that we've been talking about for 6 weeks, nearly 2 months. Who's going to vote for it? What's Chuck Schumer going to do? What's this member of Congress going to do? Does Obama have the votes? Well, that debate is pretty much over, and it's been over for a couple of weeks. President Obama has won. Republicans who are against the Iran deal have lost, and everybody knows it. The entire thing this week, John, the votes that were going to go on, was going to kind of end after all of that with sort of a whimper, sort of President Obama winning with not much fanfare. Take a listen here to what the Senate floor sounded like just yesterday debating this resolution of disapproval on the Iran nuclear deal.
Preventing Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon has been a long-standing and bipartisan national security objective.
As complex and as meaningful as the decision we'll make on the Iran nuclear deal negotiated by the administration.
Obviously, when we weren't through the first agreements and in the interim agreement where we agreed to enrich, that was quite a shock.
The IAEA made clear in the Director General's November 2011 report on PMD that unanswered questions remain.
Sincere, subdued senators on C-SPAN.
Lots of abbreviations, kind of polite debate going back and forth. John, here's what it sounded like outside, because there was a rally against the Iran deal, as you mentioned, with Donald Trump, Sarah Palin, Ted Cruz, conservatives. Here's what they sounded like.
The Ayatollah Khamenei, a theocratic homicidal maniac.
They rip us off. They take our money. They make us look like fools.
Tell me, if you're a Democratic senator, how you look a mom in the eyes and say, I voted to lift sanctions on the man who murdered your son when he was defending this nation.
And we're going to do, and we're going to get, nothing.
It's worth remembering that if this deal goes through, we know to an absolute certainty people will die.
No, only in an Orwellian Obama world full of sprinkly fairy dust blown from atop his unicorn as he's peeking through a really pretty pink kaleidoscope would he ever see victory or safety for America or Israel in this treaty.
Sarah Palin, Ted Cruz, and Donald Trump. Well, of course, the framers didn't want the Senate to be the same as a political rally, but did we hear the noise of tens of thousands of people there in the crowd cheering them on?
You heard the noise of several hundred, maybe
several,
not the biggest rally. But lots and lots of television coverage. And, John, if you need an example of how those voices are being heard, listen, conservatives came back from the August break realizing that that drone of the Senate debate was how this whole thing was going to end. They revolted against John Boehner. John Boehner was going to have the same vote that the Senate's having. They said no. They pulled that thing off the floor. John Boehner's not in control of this debate. Those voices you heard outside aren't in control. They're now voting on a whole new set of resolutions. John, the point is that now House Republicans think they can sue President Obama for not complying with the rules of how he told Congress about the nuclear deal. It's no longer about the deal. It's now about President Obama, and it's because of those voices that you heard outside.
And it's about two documents that they claim are hidden from the American people. Once again, a showdown on Capitol Hill. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
You got it, John.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.